news in brief at Press TV, U.S. police have arrested 46 anti-corporate protesters and torn down their tents in Boston. This when police swept through the occupied Boston encamped in a park since 10 weeks ago to protest the U.S.'s financial system. A leading human rights group says prominent Bahraini opposition activists have received death threats from a former state security official. Observatory for the Protection of Human Rights Defenders says such campaigns are aimed at intimidating opposition activists and inciting violence against them. Up to 50,000 people have turned out in Russia to protest alleged vote rigging in the country's recent parliamentary elections. They gathered in central Moscow to voice their opposition to Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and his party, which emerged as a winner. Police have arrested at least 45 protesters. Pakistan's closure of a NATO supply line into Afghanistan has entered its third week. It is the longest such blockade in 10 years. Pakistani officials say there are no plans to reopen the border due to huge public anger over a recent U.S.-led attack that claimed the lives of 24 Pakistani soldiers. And Pakistanis have once again taken to the streets to demonstrate against the United States and NATO. Protesters in the city of Peshawar condemned a recent U.S.-led attack that left those soldiers dead. The demonstrators also hailed a decision by the Pakistani government to close the border crossings to NATO supplies. Russia's deputy foreign minister says Moscow possesses verified data confirming that Iran's nuclear program has no military component. Sergei Rykov believes negotiations is the only way to resolve the West's dispute with Iran over its nuclear energy program. A new poll has shown that 54% of Americans believe President Barack Obama does not deserve a second four-year term in office. The survey also put Obama's approval rating at a disappointing 44%. The U.S. president says it could take years before America's economy fully recovers. And thousands of Egyptians have rallied against the ruling junta in the capital, Cairo. Protesters carried symbolic coffins of those killed during the recent unrest. They also call for the dissolution of the newly sworn-in cabinet and the ouster of junta chief Field Marshal Hossein Tatawi.